Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Super Arnold is ready for action. Monster spotted on the Empire State Building. So long, Wood Monster. I'm turning you into toothpicks with my Zowie Zap gun. Zap, zap, zap. Super Arnold saves New York again. Now I think I'll go save Cleveland.
Hey, Arnold, Vernon and me got work to do.
Go play somewhere else. No, I want to play here. This is my room, too.
Get a load of Super Mouse.
Watch it, Vernon. The last dude who talked to me like that, I laserized his nose.
Come on, Arnold. We ain't got time to play kid games with you. A salami sandwich and pretzels. Arnold, how many times have I told you not to put food in my drawer?
I had to. I ran out of room in mine. Want some pico tacos?
Arnold, I'm telling you from last time, don't put food in my drawer. I don't like mustard on my socks.
Would you rather have mayonnaise?
Come on, Willis, let's get this stuff set up.
All right. Hey, what are you guys doing?
Vernon's helping me with my class project. Vernon takes pictures for the school paper in Harlem.
That's right, and a picture by Vernon is worth 1,000 words.
I've seen your pictures, and the first word is blurry.
Arnold, get your A out of here.
Yes. Vernon, I told you guys, this is my room, too.
That's the problem. I got no quiet, no privacy, no place to go and think deep thoughts. Would you scram, Arnold? You always in the way.
I won't be in the way if I help. Here, smile.
Where you are?
Give me that. Dog, man, you put your greasy fingers all over the lens. Go take a walk to Hawaii.
Okay. Take your dumb pictures. I got something better to do. I got a date on the moon with Lois Lane. Ta-da!
Is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, it is Super Arnold.
And Super Arnold is ready for his super snack.
Super Arnold already has had his super snack.
Arnold, doesn't your stomach ever get filled up?
Yeah, but I can never get rid of that empty feeling I have in my mouth.
Well, I guess battling the forces of evil must make a guy pretty hungry, right?
Okay, Arnold. I'll give you a couple of cookies. Hey, how about taking some up to Willis and his friend, huh?
Yeah. Willis would probably snatch the cookies out of my mouth and bounce me out on my butt.
Oh? Are you and Willis on the outs?
Well, Willis wants me out of the room, and you can't get much outer than that.
I'm sure it's just that photography project he's working on for school. That's very important to him.
Hey, listen, everybody. I need to take some more pictures of you guys for my school project of Mr. D and Mrs. G.
But what's a picture of Mr. D and Mrs. G without little me?
Arnold, I got enough pictures of your toothless face.
Who are the pictures for, Willis?
See, I got this project called Interesting People I Know.
Oh. Yeah, and we already took some shots of the doorman, the janitor,
and that crazy guy who lives on 8th Avenue who plays the ukulele with his toe.
I would be honored to be included in such distinguished company.
Hey, why don't we all go to the living room? There's much more room in there.
Okay, Willis. What do you want me to do? Play the spoons with my knees?
Nothing like that, Mrs. Gary. I want natural pictures. Okay. You vacuuming and Mr. D laughing at one of his own jokes.
If I don't, who will?
Come on, you guys.
Hey!
Okay, you guys. Where do you guys want to take your pictures at?
Hey, Willis, how about a shot of them standing on the balcony?
I hope the pigeons don't mistake them for statues.
Hey, listen. Take one of me sitting at my desk with Mrs. Garrett standing beside me. Get us both with one shot.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Terrific.
Oh, dear. How does my hair look?
Oh, it looks very nice, Mrs. Garrett. How's mine?
Lovely.
I wouldn't worry about your hair. With Willis taking a picture, the top of your heads won't be in it.
Oh, get out the way. Hey, Vernon, I'm shooting at 1/30th of a second at F2, okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
It'll be even more perfect if you take the cap off the lens.
See what you made me do? You got me so bugged I forgot to take it off. Come on, Arnold.
Watch it, Earthman. You're messing with a dude who's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive.
Arnold. You better get your locomotive out of here before Willis lets you have it in your caboose.
I get the picture.
Okay, you guys, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
I told you to get out of there. I can't help it. When I see a camera, I lose control.
Hey, Willis, you got a bad case of little brother. I'll go get the developing stuff ready.
All right, man. Mr. Drummond,
yeah.
I'm getting tired of Arnold always hanging around me.
Well, I think you hang around me. Wherever I go, you're always there.
I'm not.
You
know, I think this is a case for the Justice Department. We'll talk about it later at bedtime.
And that's another thing. Why do I have to go to bed when Arnold goes to bed? I'm 13 and he's only 8. I want to be treated different because I'm older.
Well, Willis, I guess you do have a point there.
And that's another thing. Arnold's always under my feet. I'll never have any privacy until he gets married.
Married? On my allowance?
I'm telling you for the last time, Arnold. Stay out of my way.
I sure hate having Willis mad at me.
He doesn't like me anymore. We used to be like brothers.
Oh, now, Arnold, don't feel that way. Come here. Now, listen. Willis didn't say he didn't like you. Did he, Mrs. Garrett?
Of course not. He was saying that at his age, he just needs a little more space.
But I don't take up that much space. He just doesn't love me anymore.
Oh, of course he does. He may be a little upset with you at the moment, but pretty soon he'll be treating you in the same old way.
I hope so. I sure miss the nice way he used to call me knucklehead.
Don't worry, Arnold. You'll soon be a knucklehead again.
Thank you.
And in the meantime, it might not be a bad idea if you just kind of, you know, stayed out of his way a little. Okay?
Okay. But I'm bound to bump into him sooner or later. We both use the same John, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I suddenly know why Willis is acting so cuckoo.
You do?
Yeah. He's going through that thing I heard about.
What thing?
Well, it comes at the same time as pimples. They call it puberty.
Hey, man, you sure it's dark enough in here to develop pictures?
Close the door and turn on the red light. All right.
Oh, no, Arnold, you ruined my picture!
worse.
I didn't even know you were in the bathroom.
Can't you stay out of my business?
I got business of my own to do in there.
Nothing left for us to do now, Willis.
We gotta start all over and take some more pictures.
If you listen to me, you tie them up, give them away, or mail them out of town. I'll see you later, man.
Yeah, I'll check with you, Blood. Come out of there, Arnold. Come on, you're in there. Come on. I just about had it with you. There's no privacy with you around. Your nose is always where it doesn't belong.
My nose is right where I left it.
You know what I mean. It's either in my drawer or my closet, or I bet you even stuck it in my secret journal.
I didn't even know you kept the secret journal.
Oh, yeah? I bet you read what I wrote about being a brain surgeon.
Not a brain surgeon, an astronaut.
I thought so, Arnold. That does it. That really does it. You know you're not supposed to look at my secret thing.
It was Hey, boys, hold it. Hey, hold it. What's all the ruckus about?
Oh, Willis is mad at me because I had to go to the bathroom.
I was developing my film in there, and he ruined them.
Well, it was an accident.
Now, Willis, I don't think Arnold would do that on purpose.
It don't make no difference. Every time I turn around, it's Arnold or his toys. Can't take it anymore. Is there any way I can get my own room?
Your own room?
Hey, that's a great idea. Now I won't be kept awake every night with his snoring.
I don't snore.
I'll wake you up sometimes so you can hear it.
Now, hold it, Willis. Listen, I understand your problem. But you know we don't have another bedroom in this apartment.
I'll sleep any place. I'll even sleep in the laundry room.
Well, there isn't room for a bed in there.
Then I'll stay here and let Arnold sleep in the dryer.
I ain't leaving this room. He can sleep in the water bed.
We don't have a water bed.
We will when you get in the bathtub and I turn on the faucet. Come here.
Just hold it. That is enough, you guys. Now, look, listen. Part of being brothers is learning how to live with people. And you better start learning. You better start by learning to get along with each other right here in this room. Now, shake hands. Willis, Arnold, shake hands. Come on. All right. Now, you two be nice to each other.
We will, Mr. Drummond.
Okay.
Well, if I can't have my own room, I'm going to have the next best thing to it. We're going to divide this room in half.
Okay. I'll take the half from the floor up to here. You can have the rest of the way up to the ceiling.
We're dividing this room equally. And as of right now, I'm not talking to you anymore.
What you talking about, Willis? I said, what you talking about, Willis? Willis. Willis. Ain't you talking to me? Okay. I ain't talking to you either. If I was talking to somebody, I'd say you better get all of his stuff out of the dresser because it's on my side of the room.
Well, if I was talking to somebody, I'd say he better get all of his stuff out of my closet because it's low in the property value on my side of the room. I see somebody left their fish food in my drawer. I guess some goldfish gonna wind up sucking gravel.
Hey, Willis, don't worry, Abraham. I'll get you some food. Somebody touched your food and got your nice dry worms dirty. But it sure is nice to be alone in my own room.
Yep. It sure is nice to be alone in my own room.
You know, Abraham, This room would be just perfect if I could get rid of the echo.
Since the door to the room's on my side, I think I'll charge 25 cents to let people out.
Since the bathroom is on my side, I think I'll charge $1 to let people in.
Look at television. Since it's on my side of the room.
Oh. You know, there's one thing I can't stand in my own room, Abraham, and that's noise.
Come down here. Shake with it. Get down here. Get down. Somebody better give somebody else their remote control unit or he's gonna get it.
You hear a voice, but I don't see anybody.
But does he see this?
Now he sees it.
And what's he gonna do about it?
He's gonna call the police because the fist is on my property.
Muskin. Little wild turkey.
Hey, what's all the shouting about? Hold it. Why's all the furniture rearranged here?
Willis wanted to divide this room in half
so I can have some privacy.
Well, look, fellas, there's got to be a better solution to the problem than this.
There is. Sell Willis to the circus.
And the first thing I'd do is shoot you out of a cannon.
You're not going to solve anything until you stop bickering.
Don't look at me. I ain't said a single bick.
Now, listen. I know you want privacy, but this simply is not the way to get it. Now, Willis, there must be some way for you to get along.
As long as he stays away from me, we'll get along just fine.
I'll do better than that. I'm gonna stay twice as far from Willis as he stays from me.
Mr. Drummond, would you please tell somebody who I ain't talking to not to mention my name out loud?
And Mr. Drummond, would you please tell somebody who I ain't talking to that as of now, I don't even remember his name?
That's good, you do.
All right. You two people who aren't talking had better listen to somebody that is. Now, just cool it. That's an order. Now, you've blown this thing out of all proportion, both of you. You get your act together. Cool down, and we'll talk this out after dinner. Now, remember, boys, I meant what I said.
Oh, hi, Arnold. Ready for dinner?
Stop being ready for dinner as soon as I finish breakfast.
Where's Willis?
You mean my ex-brother? He went out a few hours ago to take some more dumb pictures. Miss Garrett, what are we gonna eat?
As soon as Willis gets here. He knows dinner is at this time.
You probably won't want to eat with me unless we cut the table in half.
Oh, now, Arnold, I'm sure you and Willis can patch things up. You know, even the famous Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, had an argument when they had their first flight.
Oh, yeah? What about?
Well, they both wanted to sit next to the window.
Orville is lucky that Willis wasn't his brother, because Willis would have shoved him out of the plane.
Oh, listen, Arnold. Willis has come to an age where he wants his privacy. And you will, too, someday. Now, Willis may be a little mad at you right now, but, you know, he really loves you.
You think so?
Oh, sure. It's only when people really love each other that they get so angry at one another.
Then he must really love me a lot.
Of course he does. And I know you love him a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that, Mrs. Garrett. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Drummond. It's Willis.
Oh, Willis. Where are you? In Harlem? What are you doing there?
I took some more pictures and Vernon's helped me develop them.
Oh, but it's dinner time. I'll come pick you up at Vernon's.
They invited me to eat here.
I see. Yes?
Is he coming home for dinner?
Hold a second. No, he's eating there. They're serving black-eyed peas, cornbread, and collard greens.
Ask them if they got room for one more.
Well, I'll pick you up after dinner, then.
Mr. Drummond, can I stay the night over at Vernon's house?
Well, all right. Well, then when shall I pick you up?
You see, Mr. Drummond, it's like this.
I see. Yes. Well, I think I understand, Willis. Well, we'll have to talk about this, Willis. Very well, you call me first thing in the morning.
What's up, Mr. Drummond?
Oh, it's nothing. He just wants to sleep at Vernon's tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. My brother, who loves me so much, can't stand me.
Oh, no, no, it's not that, Arnold. It's just that Vernon's brother's away, so Willis can use his room just for tonight. You get it?
Yeah, he can't stand me.
Arnold, you didn't touch your soup.
I touched it. Just don't feel like swallowing it.
This has gone far enough. Willis isn't sure he wants to come home for a while.
Oh, my. Is it that bad?
Well, I think I better put a stop to this before it gets any worse. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm going to have a little talk with Willis.
Me up there, guy. It's me, Arnold Jackson. The little kid on Park Avenue. Well, I know it's kind of late, but I figured if I'm up, so are you. See, I got this problem. It's my brother Willis. He left because he's mad at me, and, well, I miss him, even if he hits me with pillows and makes my life miserable. I promise if you send him back that he can have the whole place. I mean, I don't need that much room. I can sleep in a drawer. So please send him back to me. And if there's ever a favor I can do for you, just let me know. Amen. 10-4. Forward out. Good night.
You're welcome.
You talking to me?
Well, you just talked to me.
Well, I wasn't... Oh, what's the difference? Just as long as we're talking. How come you're back?
Well, there I was at Burners developing film that you didn't wreck. And in every one, there was your silly face smiling at me.
Well, I know it's silly, but it's the only face I got.
And then I started thinking about this room. And how I just wouldn't be the same without you and your junk to trip over.
And me and my junk were thinking the same about you.
I'm sorry that I yelled at you, Arnold.
That's okay. I'd rather have you yell at me than anybody. You're a great yeller.
You get a lot of practice with you around.
Thanks.
Well, good night, Arnold.
Good night, Willis.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you? the bus is